首先请问大家，现在你的身上有家里钥匙的，请举手。家里的钥匙。
I want to ask everyone that if on you, you have the keys to your house.
好，请放下。
Please raise your hand.
那有你开车的，有车的钥匙的，请举手。
And if you drive and you have the car key, please
raise your hand. 看看你的钥匙是不是掉了哈？顺便看一看。
You could take a look whether or not you have lost your key.
啊，你家里的钥匙是不是还在啊
？And do you still have the keys to your house?
所以钥匙是很重要，对不对
？So aren't keys very important?
你丢了钥匙，那就得伤心了。
And so it will be very sad for you to lose your keys.
也就是说，你为了要找一根钥匙啊，折腾老半天。
It could be that, for that key, you will be looking for it for a very long time.
那我为什么没有你家的钥匙啊
？How come I don't have the keys to your house?
我为什么没有你家的钥匙
？How come I don't have the keys to your house?
因为我不是那个家的主人呢。
So I'm not the owner of that house.
所以有钥匙的人，就是表示说他是那个车子还是那一家的主人。
And so for the owner of the key, we represent that that person would be the master of that car or that house.
那至少的话，假如是那个大楼的管理员啊，他也有钥匙，他也是一个管理者。
At the very least, for a manager of a building, that person would also have the key to that building.Because he is the one managing it.
好，那我们早上要来谈大卫家的钥匙。
And so this morning we would like to discuss the keys of the house of David.
所以家是有钥匙的。
So every home, every house would have a key.
家里面有很多东西啊。
And so within the house, there contains many items.
有很多各种不同的珍藏品、宝物。
Within the house, there be a lot of treasures and very precious things.
家里面也有很多的食物啊。
And within the house, there would also be many types of food.
So, 我们看大卫家里的钥匙里面是藏着些什么东西。
So, if we look into what has been hidden within the house of David,
我们来请看以赛亚书的二十二章。
Isaiah chapter 22.
以赛亚书二十二章二十节。
Verse 20.
二十二章的二十节。
It's 22 verse 20.
到那日，我必召我仆人希勒家的儿子以利亚进来。二十一节，将您的外袍给他穿上，将您的腰带给他系紧，将您的政权交在他手中，他必做耶路撒冷居民和犹大家的父。二十二节，我必将大卫家的钥匙放在他的肩头上，他开的无人能够关，他关的呢无人能够开。啊，这里啊。
Verse 20, then it shall be on that day that I will call my servant Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah. Verse 21, I will clothe him with your robe and strengthen him with your belt. I will commit your responsibility into his hands. He shall be the father of inhabitants of Jerusalem into the house of Judah. Verse 22, the key of the house of David I will lay on his shoulder. He shall open and no one shall shut. And he shall shut and no one shall open.
好，这边说，将大卫家钥匙放在他肩头上。
So it's been mentioned here that the key of the house of David will be laid on his shoulder.
啊，这个他就是指的前面所说的以利亚敬。
And so this, his shoulder would actually be referring to Eliakim in the beginning.
那二十一节所说的您的外袍、您的腰带啊、您的政权，要交在他手中，就交在以利亚敬的手中。
And then in verse 21, there we see that there be the robe as well as the belt of responsibility be entrusted unto.Eliakim.
那这是在预表以后主耶稣基督啊。
And this would actually typify the Lord Jesus Christ in the future.
所以要将大卫家的钥匙啊放在耶稣基督的肩上。
That is the key of the house of David will be laid on the shoulder of Lord Jesus Christ.
那他开了就没有人能够关，他关了没有人能够开。
And whatever he opened, no one shall shut. Whatever he shut, no one shall open.
因为只有他，我有这个钥匙。
Because only him, has that key.
没有第二把钥匙。
And there will be no one who will possess that second key.
啊，当然现在钥匙啊可以复制。
Of course, right now, keys can be duplicated.
所以这但是这把钥匙呢不能够复制。
Nonetheless, this key cannot be duplicated.
所以我们刚刚所唱的赞美诗十三首说没有人，没有人。
And so just like in on page 13 of hymnal book that we just sang is that no one else.
啊，除了耶稣基督以外，没有人在握有这把钥匙。
That is, other than Lord Jesus Christ, no one else possess that key.
因为耶稣基督啊是神的家的中心的管家。
Because Lord Jesus Christ is the loyal master, loyal manager of the house of God.
啊，请看希伯来书。
Let's turn to Hebrew.
希伯来书第三章。
Hebrew chapter
3. 第三章第五节。
Chapter 3 verse 5.
希伯来书三章五节。
Hebrew chapter 3 verse 5.
摩西为仆人在神的全家诚然敬忠，为要证明将来必传说的事。啊，第六节。
Verse 6.
但基督为儿子治理神的家，我们若将可夸的盼望胆量坚持到底，便是他的家了。在摩西是也是在预表以后的耶稣基督啊。
And so Moses would also typify Lord Jesus Christ in the future as well.
所以首先说摩西为仆人在神的家中尽忠。
And so it first mentioned here that Lord Jesus that Moses was faithful in his house as a servant.
所以摩西啊是以色列全家啊，那神把这个责任管家的责任托付在摩西的身上。
And so for the managing right of the entire house of Israel was entrusted onto the hands of Moses.
摩西他握有神家的钥匙。
Moses possessed the key to the house of God.
所以钥匙一打开
，that what he opened，
红海就分开了。
Then the Red Sea parted.
钥匙一打开
，as he opened with the key，
约旦河分开。
The River Jordan also parted.
钥匙一打开
，as he opened with his key，
活水从盘子中流出来。
That living water came out of a rock.
主啊，他能够打开啊。
Only he was able to open.
因为他在神的家中是个仆人啊，是管家，是敬忠的。
Because he was a servant within the house of God as well, and he was a faithful one.
那基督耶稣也是一样。
Lord Jesus Christ was the same.
他是神家的管家。
That he was the manager of the house of God.
他是敬忠，他握有神家的钥匙。
He was faithful, and he also held the key to the house of God.
好像约瑟当时在波提法的家里，也是一个很忠心的管家。
Just as Joseph was an extremely faithful manager, that he also that at the house of Potiphar.
那所以他经常进出波提法的家中啊。
Hence, he was able to come and go within the house of Potiphar.
因为他家里有粮食。
Because within the house there would be food.
他家里有宝物。
And within the house there would be precious things.
所以圣经说啊。波提法家的事情大大小小啊，都是约瑟在管的。
So the Bible mentioned that, whether small or large, all the matters has been entrusted unto the hand of Joseph.
因为他握有这把钥匙。
Because he possessed that key.
后来他被误会，被陷害，那被关在监牢里。
Subsequently, he was framed and he was jailed.
啊，他这个很敬忠啊。
Nonetheless, he was still very faithful.
他把事情都做得很好。
He was able to take care of all the matters.
So 后来他也被管家遇的人啊来提升为啊助手，提升为监狱的管家。
That's why he was later on promoted to be the assistant of the jailer, and he was able to manage.
那他也是握有监狱的钥匙啊。
He also possessed a key to the jail.
啊，那个被关在监狱里的人啊，没有钥匙的。
And so.Those who were in prison really would not possess the keys to the jail.
好像我们今天一样啊，监牢里的被关的囚犯，他哪里有钥匙
？Just like today, for those who have been in prison, how would they come to have the keys to the prison?
啊，监牢里的管理员才有钥匙啊。
Only those who are the managers to the prison would be able to have the keys.
后来约瑟被提升为全埃及。
Later on, Joseph was promoted to be the manager for the entire land of Egypt.
啊，当时啊，全地产生饥荒。
At that time, the entire land came to suffer famine.
啊，只有埃及地有粮食。
Only Egypt, land of Egypt, had food.
所以埃及啊，变成全世界的粮仓。
And therefore, the entire Egypt became the granary for the entire world.
那你要粮食的话，一定要找谁呢？一定要找握有这把钥匙的人啊，就是约瑟。
For those who want to seek after food, who do they need to go after? They need to go find the one with the key, that's Joseph. Because he possessed the key.
他是波提法的管家，他是全埃及地的管家。
He was the manager of the entire house of Potiphar. He was also the manager of the entire land of Egypt.
所以他握有粮食的粮仓的钥匙。
He held the key to the granary.
他握有宝库的钥匙。
He also held the key to the treasure trove.
他握有监牢的钥匙。
He held a very sturdy key.
好，那我们看。
He had a key to the jail.
宝库里头大概是装了什么东西？
And so, what has been contained within this treasure trove?
我们的家里有什么东西？
What do we have within our household?
所以有时候你忘记拿东西，忘记拿水，你还要再打开钥匙回家拿水啊。
So if you forget to bring out water from your house, then you need to go back to your house.Open up your house and go back to retrieve water.
有时候你忘记戴了帽子，你还要回家回到车上拿 拿水还是拿帽子。
Sometimes you might forget your hat or your water within your car. You will also need to go back to retrieve these items.
这个家到底有什么东西？
So let's examine what are the items that exist within this household.
然后第一个，我们请看路加福音。
Luke.
路加福音十一章五十二节。
Gospel according Luke chapter 11.
路加福音十一章五十二节。
Luke chapter 11 verse 52. Verse 52. Woe to you, lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. You do not enter in yourselves, and those who were entering in your house, in you hindered.
好，这边提到说，律法是有祸的，因为他们把知识的钥匙夺去了。
Here it is saying that woe to those lawyers because they have taken away the key of knowledge.
啊，有人要取这钥匙，有人要来信耶稣啊，他们不让他来信。
But for those who want to come to believe in Lord Jesus Christ, they're the one who was blocking this path.
所以这把钥匙呢，也是被称为知识的钥匙。
And so this key can also be referred to as the key to knowledge.
所以要得到知识，一定要透过这把钥匙。
In order for you to obtain knowledge, you also need to obtain this key.
啊，知识到底是指的什么
？What does this knowledge refer to?
啊，就是指的认识神的知识。
Is knowledge refer to the knowledge of God?
而不是指的我们今天啊，你在读大学、你在读研究所的那种知识。
And it is not the knowledge that is referring to what you have gained after you've gone through college or graduate school.
按照圣经里头，按照希伯来人他们的习惯，知识呢，都是从经验而来的知识。
According to the tradition and custom of the Hebrews, their knowledge would actually come from experiences.
那么知识呢，就是对于我们的约啊，对的立约啊，比如说我们在签房屋契约的时候啊，有一个两方啊，有两方。
And so, this knowledge would,
就是好像房屋契约的。
It's just like the contract to the purchase of a house.
啊，有出租的人，要租房子的人。
There would be the renters as well as those.Landlords.
那两方都必须对约的内容要有所了解，才能够签字。
For both parties, they need to become very aware of the content within the contract for them to be able to sign.
好，那我们现在来看你看了这个约以后
，and so very carefully after you have examined this contract.
当然就知道约的内容啊。
Then you would come to realize the content of the agreement.
但是你知道约的内容以后呢
？Nonetheless, after you havefound out the content of the agreement.
你不交房租啊。
But then you fail to provide provide rent.
啊，这样子是不是表示知道啊？
And wouldn't it be that you have already known about it?
啊，知道没用啊，你不交房租还是不知道吧。
But even though you have known about it, and you still fail to provide the rent.
所以当时以色列百姓为什么神经常责备他们？
So how come that for those Israelite, that God continued to rebuke them.
啊，他们不是没有知识啊。
It was not that they lacked knowledge.
他们很多人啊，对律法全书啊，对那个摩西五经啊，可以答辩如流。
For a lot of them, they were able to recite the Mosaic Law the first five books of the Bible.
啊，就是今天的犹太人，他们也是一样啊，他们每个礼拜日哈、啊、要上他们的教堂啊。每个礼拜就要上教堂，每个礼拜就要上教堂。
So just like today, that for the Jewish people, they still need to go to their synagogue on Saturdays.
他们要读圣经啊。
And that they still need to read the Bible.
要去读摩西五经。
And that they need to read the Torah.
所以他们历代以来啊，他们都是很严守啊，在读啊，在传达摩西五经的内容。
And so for generations, they have been faithfully transmitting the messages within the Mosaic Law.
As
such, it's not that they did not understand.
但是他没有把它做出来。
However, they never tried to enact.
所以没有做出来也是无知。
And because they never tried to implement what has been written, and they have shown themselves to be ignorant.
所以圣经主要强调的并不是我们知道就好啊。
And so what the Bible had emphasized was that it's not so much what we know,
还要带出行动来,
rather how we have carried out in our daily lives.
啊，知道房屋契约的内容，还要去缴房租啊。
After you know the agreement to the lease of the house, you need to provide rent.
这样子整个知道才是全备的。
And only then can your knowledge become whole.
所以认识神，不只是在表面上认识而已。
And so in knowing God, it's not something that you do on a superficial level.
还要带出行动来。
Rather, you need to carry out with your actions.
那为什么知道，但是不能够带出行动来
？How come it would be that you know, but then you cannot carry out in your daily lives?
因为他们对认识神的认识的对象的那个本物啊，不是很清楚。
Because they have failed to understand the essence behind these.That is God Himself.
所以你对认识什么东西的那个本物才不很清楚的话，每一个人对那个认识的内容不一样的话，有不一样的看法，哎，会带出你对那个事情有不一样的观点，不一样的态度。
Therefore, if you do not understand the essence behind the matter, then perhaps you will come to hold a different perspective and different viewpoint.
所以认识啊，会决定我们对事情、对人的看法还有态度。
Therefore, recognition would be determining your viewpoint as well as your perspective on this particular matter.
所以知识就指的是要认识神的知识。
And so this knowledge would be referring to the knowledge of God.
好，那我们看看什么是知识。
So let's refer to what is considered knowledge.
我们请看箴言。
Let's turn to Proverbs.
箴言第一章第七节。
Proverbs chapter 1 verse 7.
箴言第一章第七节
，Proverbs chapter one verse seven，
敬畏神是知识的开端。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge。
啊，这边说敬，什么是知识呢
？So what has been referred to as knowledge here？
敬畏神是知识的开端，开始而已的。
That is the fear of the Lord is merely the beginning of the knowledge。
所以我们要得到知识，这把钥匙，这把知识钥匙要得到啊，就是要从认识神，要从敬畏神开始。
And therefore, in order to obtain this key of knowledge, then we need to begin by fearing the Lord.
那什么是敬畏神呢？
What does it mean to fear the Lord?
那我们来看以前旧约时代的解释。
So let's turn to the interpretation that has been presented to us in the Old Testament.
那请看《生命记》。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy.
生命记第五章。
Deuteronomy chapter 5.
生命记五章二十五节。
Chapter 5, verse 25.
二十五节
，verse 25。
现在这大火将要杀灭我们，我们何必冒死呢？若再听见主我们神的声音，就必死亡。二十六节
，verse 26。
凡是血气的，何曾有人听见永生神的声音从火中出来向我们听见，还能够存活呢？二十七节
，verse 27。
求你近前去听主我们神所要说的一切话，将。他对你所说的话都传给我们，我们就要听从遵行。二十八节。你们对我说的话，神都听见的。主对我说啊，这百姓的话我听见的，他们所说的话都是。二十九。我也愿他们存这样的心，敬畏我，常遵行我的一切诫命，使他们和他们的子孙永远得福。好，来，你要不要念那边？
Verse 27, you go near and hear all of the Lord our God may say, and tell us all that the Lord our God says to you, and we will hear and do it. Verse 28, then the Lord heard the voice of your words when you spoke to me, and the Lord said to me, I have heard the voice of the words of this people which they have spoken to you. They are right in that they have spoken. Verse 29, oh, that they had such a heart in them that they would fear me and would always keep my commandments, that it might be well with them and with their children forever.
好，这边前面呢，那个前半段有个死亡。
And so in the very beginning, they mentioned this death.
啊，当然没有人愿意死亡啊。
And of course, nobody wanted to die.
为什么他们会死亡呢
？Why would it be that they would suffer death?
因为他们听到神的声音呢。
Because they have heard the voice of God.
神的声音是很威严的。
And so the voice of God was extremely stern.
啊，神是很圣洁的。
And he was holy.
还是带有荣耀的
，and he was glorious。
所以，一个不圣洁的人看到这种情形，当然他会害怕。
But those who are not clean, that upon witnessing this vision, they would be extremely afraid.
那根据他们历史的经验哈
，and according to the experience, historically,
不圣洁的人看到神的荣耀是要死亡的。
And those who are unclean, upon witnessing the glory of God, shall die.
所以他们都不愿意死亡啊。
Such they did not want to die.
啊，现在怎么办呢
？So what were they to do?
啊，只好要按照神的吩咐去做，就不会死亡啊。
And they had to do what the Lord commanded them to do for them to not die.
所以他们知道啊。
And so they knew.
知道神的话。
They knew about the words of God.
啊，现在他们说我们愿意啊，按照神的话去遵行去做。
They now said that they're willing to do what the Lord had commanded them to do.
这个叫做敬畏的心呢。
And so that would represent a fearful heart.
我们看当时亚伯拉罕。
So let's turn to Abraham at that time.
啊，神吩咐他要把他的独生子啊，所爱的独生子啊，献上。
So God told Abraham to make sacrifice of his only begotten son.
啊，当作燔祭啊，去烧啊。
And that he was to be treated like burnt offering and be burned.
啊，把他好像是羔羊啊，把他献上，把他杀了，然后再烧了啊，烧了，把他献上给神。
And like a lamb that he was supposed to be slaughtered and then burned on the altar.
啊，神说你要把你的独生子所爱的独生子啊献上。
And then God said that the only begotten son whom you love, you shall make sacrifice of him.
那他清早起来，他都去做了。
And so.Very early morning, he woke up to commit himself to this endeavor.
走了几天的路程啊，按照神的吩咐，指定的地点啊，叫竹坛，要准备把他儿子杀了。
So after having walked for a couple of days, he was to reach a destination required by the Lord that he was there to kill his son.
然后突然之间呢、啊，天上出声音说：“哎，你不可伤害这个孩子。”
All of a sudden, voice from heaven came out to say that, "Oh, you shall not."Hurt this boy.
神说：“我先知道你有敬畏的心。”
Right now, I know that you have this fearful heart.
所以我们看他整个动作，啊，就是表示出来他有敬畏神的心。
So from this entire action that Abraham had, represented how much he had fear for the Lord.
所以从这一段，我们就来看看什么是敬畏神的心。
So from this passage, then we come to understand what would be to fear the Lord.
敬畏神的心就是。不惜一切的代价、啊、不惜一切的代价去遵行神所吩咐的。
So fear the Lord represent that regardless of the cost, you're willing to obey God's commandments.
为什么他不惜牺牲一切呢
？How come he was able to do so regardless of the cost?
啊，甚至于牺牲他的孩子呢
？He was able to do so even with the sacrifice of his son.
不能按照生命记里面所记载的会死亡啊。
Or else.Has been mentioned in the book of Deuteronomy that he shall die.
所以他必须要不惜一切的牺牲啊，去完成神所吩咐的。
As such, he was willing to commit himself regardless of the cost in order to make the sacrifice.
那什么叫做不惜一切的牺牲
？And what does it mean to make sacrifice regardless of the cost?
就是没有考虑那么多啊。
It is you have not considered so much.
我们考虑太多的话，就做不出来啊。
Sometimes we put ourselves under a great deal of consideration, maybe we cannot do so.
好像我们去传福音呢。
Perhaps when we go out to spread the gospel,
啊，出去发传单。
And we go out to pass out the flyers,
哎，考虑太多，走不出去了。
And perhaps if we had considered way too much, then we cannot step out of our house.
你要考虑说他会听吗
we might consider whether or not that person will hear, will listen to us.
你要考虑说他愿意来吗？
Might have to consider, take into consider whether or not that person will come.
想太多了会让我们很沮丧，会让我们失去信心呢。
If you think too much, then you will become, you will actually become discouraged, and then you will lose faith.
你看那些探险家啊。
So for example, those adventurers.
啊，他只会想太多。
For explorers, that if they had take too much into consideration.
啊，比如说太空人啊，他必须要上太空啊，到月球去的。
So for example, for those astronauts who had to, go out into the outer space.
啊，想太多，哎，万一不能回来怎么办？万一太空说爆炸，万一太空说回不来了，那我怎么办呢？
If they take too much into consideration, that they thought about how the spaceship might explode and all that, they probably would not go out into the outer space.
啊，那不要去了。
And they would just say, "No, I don't want to go."
啊，不要去最好啊。
And it would be the best if I don't go.
说想太多的话，你的结论就不要去。
Then if you take too much into consideration, then you're the result that you will reach will be that you will not want to go.
想太多的结论就是不要做。
Then the result or the conclusion of all that you have taken into consideration will be that you don't want to do it.
啊，比如说有的教会在盖会堂。
For example, for those churches who are building chapels.
那盖会堂当然事前呢，哎，有很多的事情要去调查预备。
Perhaps prior to building this chapel, they would need to go and do all these explorations as well as research.
那其中的一项的因素就是我们的钱够吗？
One of the factors that they need to take into consideration would be, would our fund be sufficient?
那当真的钱不够啊。
Of course, if there's not enough money,
那你考虑太多啊。好，那最后结论。因为钱不够啊，不用盖的。
Then you would take that into consideration and make the conclusion that, okay, since we don't have enough money, then we cannot do this.
但是你要经过神的心。
Of course, if you do have the heart of fearing the Lord,
这不考虑这些的，
then you will not take these into consideration.
不惜一切牺牲。
That regardless of the sacrifice you have to make,
不惜一切代价。
Regardless of the cost that you have to put forth,
去做就是的。
Then you will just consider.Then you just simply commit yourself into this.
好像亚伯拉罕，他就把他的孩子献上啊。
For example, just as Abraham was willing to make sacrifice of his own son.
那献上再说啊。
Then he was to think that, oh, then I will think about it after I make the sacrifice.
那献上以后，神会负责任呢。
That after I make the sacrifice, then God will take up the responsibility.
所以我们就是。在处理教会事情啊，在信仰的路上，有些时候是不能考虑太多啊。
And so it seems that, with what we do in the church, we cannot take too much into consideration.
不惜一切的代价，也要来追求神，认识神。
That regardless of the cost, we need to come to pursue the Lord, to follow the Lord.
也要讨神的喜欢。
That we need to be able to seek favor from Him.
那结果神就帮亚伯拉罕预备一只羊羔来献祭。
And then subsequently, the Lord was able to prepare a lamb for Abraham to make the sacrifice.
So, 你看你不考虑太多的话,
so as you can see, if you don't take too much into consideration,
勇敢地去做,
that you're willing to do so with boldness,
结果神就预备啊,
then God will prepare.
比如说我们献十一捐呢,
for example, right now you are giving tithe.
那你考虑太多。
If you consider, you think too much.
哇，我现在现的话，那我的 mortgage 怎么办呢？那我的这个开销，我的水费怎么办呢？
That if you think too much and start taking into consideration of the mortgages, you have to have the utility bills that you had to pay.
那我的孩子的教育怎么办呢？
What about the education of my children?
啊，你考虑太多的话，那停摆就不用做。
Then if you consider too much, then all these you shall simply stop from doing.
但是你要敬畏神的心的话，
but then if you have a heart of fearing the Lord,
你就放胆地去做，
then you would commit yourself to do so with courage.
没有考虑，因为你奉献这些所带来的后果。
You do not think about the consequences of giving out these tithe.
结果神就帮你预备，好像神帮亚伯拉罕预备一只羊羔一样。
And then God will make preparation for you, just as God had made preparation for Abraham with this lamb.
结果亚伯拉罕得到他的儿子。
And so, as such, Abraham was able to receive his son.
啊，那一天有了 barbecue.
And that day they also had barbecue.
你看烤羊羔啊，在烧羊羔。
Able to make barbecue of the lamb.
羊肉很好吃啊，是不是？
And lamb meat would be
很贵啊。
Extremely delicious. It's extremely expensive.
所以他们属灵的福气，属灵的福气都有了。
So it seems that they have the blessings in spirit as well as physically.
我们再看一个例子哈。
So also examine another example.
来看出埃及记。
Let's turn to Exodus.
出埃及记第一章
，Exodus chapter one。
出埃及记第一章的十啊二十一节
，verse 21。
出埃及记第一章二十一节
，Exodus chapter one verse 21。
说生婆因为敬畏神，神便叫他成立家室。
And so it was because the midwives feared God that He provided households for them.
啊，说生婆到底是做了什么事情呢
？What did the midwives do？
因为当时神呢、啊，当时的埃及王啊，是告诉这两个说生婆说，以色列的妇人啊，管这生男的啊，就把他弄死了。
Because the, Pharaohs at that time instructed these two midwives that if the Israelites were to give birth, they were to kill the babies.
那这两个说生婆没有按照法老王的命令去做。
But then these two midwives did not do so according to the instruction.From Pharaoh.
哎，王的命令哎。
And that was actually the commandment from a king.
你不去遵循王的命令，会遭杀身之祸。
That if you do not do so according to the commandments of the king, then your life will be in danger.
但是他们这两个人呢，没有考虑那么多。
But then for these two people, they did not take that much into consideration.
我们想想，要是你的话，你敢不敢呢、啊？你敢不敢说保留以色列的男人呢、啊？
And so, if it were you, would you be able to do so that you would be that willing to preserve the male babies of the Israelites?
您敢不敢违抗法老王的命令
？Would you be willing to go against the commandments of Pharaoh?
我看你眼睛闭着，要把他弄死啊
！It seems like you could just simply close your eyes and just kill the baby.
你不敢的话，要眼睛闭着，硬着，因为法老王的命令。
And perhaps you dare not to do so, but then you close your eyes due to the commandments of Pharaoh.
他死还是我死啊?
Would it be that this baby's death or is my death?
当然我要活啊。
Of course, I want to continue
to live. 我要活的话，他就要死啊。
If I want to continue to live, then that baby needs to die.
但是这两个说生婆没有考虑那么多，只考虑说要让以色列的男婴啊存活下去啊。
But then for these two midwives, they did not take that much into consideration. They just wanted these.Male babies to continue to live.
他只有考虑到要让以色列的民族，这个整个民族啊，一直在繁衍下去。
They only consider how they want the entire generation of Israelites to continue to thrive.
他只考虑到整个国家民族的命脉命运。
They only take into consideration of the lifeline of the entire ethnic group.
没有考虑到自己的生死。
They did not take their own lives into consideration.
他只要是考虑那么多的话。
If they actually took that much into consideration,
他不敢违抗法老王的命令
then they dare not to act against the commandments of Pharaoh.
所以圣经说他就敬畏神呢
And therefore, the Bible mentioned that they feared the Lord.
他没有考虑那么多
that they did not take that much into consideration.
结果呢
and the consequence,
他没有被法老王处死啊
that they were not put to death by Pharaoh.
相反的，神来祝福他们的家庭。
Instead, the Lord blessed their household.
让他成立家室。
That they were able to have a family.
让他找到一个很好的丈夫。
That they were able to find a good husbands.
孝顺的子女。
They would have children who shown their love to them.
因为他们敬畏神。
Because they feared the Lord.
这敬畏神就是没有考虑那么多。
If they fear the Lord, then they would not take that much into consideration.
教会的好处，只考虑到神家的好处。
They would only take the benefits of God's household into consideration.
只考虑到别人的好处。
They would only think about the benefits toward others.
结果他自己也没有损失什么。
And for themselves, they did not lose much.
啊，只要是那些人呢，一直在为自己的好处斤斤计较。
But if it is that they for these people, they only think about the benefits that for themselves.
那到头来还是空空的。
But then at the end, they shall, be empty-handed.
这个就是知识啊。
And so this would be considered knowledge.
所以认识神就是知识的开端。
And so, knowing the Lord, fearing the Lord would be the beginning of the knowledge.
那认识神的知识有什么好处呢？
And what benefits would bring about possessing the knowledge of God?
好，来看以赛亚书十一章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 11.
以赛亚书十一章第九节。
Isaiah chapter 11, verse 9.
以赛亚书十一章第九节。
Isaiah chapter 11 verse 9。
在我的圣山的遍处啊，这一切都不伤人，不害物，因为认识神的知识要充满遍地，好像水充满海洋一般。
Verse 9, they shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea.
那我们看第六节到第八节呢，这边有很多各种不同的动物。
And so from verse 6 to verse 8 here we see how there are many different types of animals.
你看豺狼是肉食动物啊。
And so we can see that the wolves would be carnivorous.
啊，豹子啊，熊啊，狮子都是肉食的动物。
Leopards, bears, or lions would all be carnivores.
他们会吃啊，其他吃草的动物。
They would be willing to eat those other herbivores.
啊，就是这些绵羊羔了。
And that is these young lambs.
可是现在啊，说在神的圣山上啊，这一切都不伤人不害物。
But then, for up in the holy mountain of God, all these things would not hurt, harm others.
因为少壮狮子啊，他们本来吼叫的话，大家都很害怕。
Because for a young lion, that if that young lion is to roar, then everybody will become afraid.
这边。也有动物园嘛。
And so we know that there's zoos here.
有关狮子啊。
And there will be lions within these zoos.
那狮子一吼的话，它虽然在笼子里头，大家也会害怕的。
So for these lions, even though they are being caged, but if they were to roar, then everybody would become afraid.
可是现在呢，狮子因为它吼是它的本性啊。
But for lions to roar, it would actually be their instinct.
啊，现在为了那些绵羊羔，为了那些绵羊羔那些很可爱的动物啊，它就牺牲自己哈，它就不吼叫哈，为了考虑到别人，我一吼的话，它会害怕，那我就不让它害怕，我就不吼了。
And so for those lions, because they want to sacrifice themselves in for the sake of these adorable young lambs, that because of them they would not roar.
结果大家都能够和平相处。
And because of that, everybody can live in harmony.
就是因为有认识神的知识啊。
Because they possess the knowledge of God.
如果没有认识神的知识的话，这个团体就不会和平相处。
Without the knowledge for God, then this entire group would not be able to live in harmony.
因为他没有考虑到别人的需要啊。
Because they have not taken into others' need into consideration.
他只有考虑到自己。
They only think about themselves.
猴是我本来就要活的啊，我不猴不行啊，不猴叫不行啊，因为我是狮子啊。
It is my ability to roar and then,will not be good for me if I don't roar.
我不吃肉不行啊。
If I don't eat meat, then it will not be good for me.
因为我是豹子，我是豺狼，我是狮子啊。
I'm a leopard, or I'm a lion, I'm a bear.
可是他们为了别人好处，考虑到别人，哎，他们就自己牺牲。
But for the sake of others, in taking into consideration for the benefits of others, then they would sacrifice themselves.
结果就能够和平相处。
Because of that, then they would be able to live in such harmony.
所以认识神的知识会带来很多好处。
So in knowing the Lord, then they would bring about for themselves a great deal of benefits.
啊，那我们再来看啊，第二种钥匙。
So let's look into the second types of key.
马太福音。
Let's turn to Matthew.
十六章十九节。
Chapter 16, verse 19.
马太福音十六章。
Matthew chapter 16, 19.
我要把天国的钥匙给你，凡你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；凡你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
Verse 19, and I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
啊，这边又提到一把天国的钥匙。
So here mention another keys of the kingdom of heaven.
就是说要利用这把钥匙一开才能够进去天国了。
Only if you apply this key to open the lock will you be able to gain access to the key to the kingdom of heaven.
因为通往天国的门只有这把钥匙。
Because the path toward the kingdom of heaven would require this key.
啊，不能够去 copy 啊。
You cannot make duplicates of it.
啊，你不能够拿去那个什么 Home Depot 去再打一支啊。
You cannot go take it to Home Depot in order to replicate for yourself another key.
你打的话是打不开的。
And even if you are able to replicate, then you cannot open up this path.
因为只有这一把。
Because there would only be one key.
说很简单啊，这一把就是借着耶稣基督啊。
And it will be very simple that with this key, this key actually represents Lord Jesus Christ.
说耶稣基督就是福音的起头。
And so Lord Jesus Christ would be the beginning of the gospel.
耶稣基督就是通往天国的钥匙。
And that Lord Jesus Christ would be the key going toward the heavenly kingdom.
那请看约翰福音的十四章第六节。
Let's turn to John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章第六节。
John chapter 14, verse 16.
耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能够到父那里去。”
Verse 6. Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to that Father except through me."
说耶稣基督的本身呢、啊，就是通往天国的钥匙啊。
And so Lord Jesus Christ himself would be the key that allows you to gain access to the heavenly kingdom.
为什么全世界只有这一把?
How come the entire world within the entire world there would only be this one key?
因为耶稣基督啊，他打破他自己的身体，开为我们开一条血路，通往至圣所。
Because Lord Jesus Christ utilized his own body, was able to blaze open a path for us toward heavenly kingdom.
所以除了耶稣基督以外，没有能够开呀。
Therefore, other than Lord Jesus Christ himself, no one else can open up this path.
那就是他开的，没有人能够关。
That if he was to open, then nobody can shut it down.
大家想想是不是有道理啊？
So, if you think about it, wouldn't this be very logical?
你能够打开吗？
Are you able to open up this path?
你想要让某一个人进去，有些时候你也打不开呀。
At times, when you want to open it up for some people to pass through, but you cannot do so.
大家都很认真在传福音呢。
That for everyone, we're all diligently preaching the gospel.
有的人来教会慕道三十几年呢。
For some people, they would come to this church to seek the truth for 30 some years.
大家都很认真在开，在哇，尝试把它开啊，就是没办法开。
So for many people, they would attempt to open up this path, but they cannot do so.
但是耶稣基督这样随便一开，哇，很轻松，一开就开了。
But for Lord Jesus Christ himself, he can open it up very easily.
我们请看约翰福音十五章十六节。
Let's turn to John chapter 15, verse 16.
十五章十六节。
Chapter 15, verse 16.
不是你们拣选的我，是我拣选的你们，并且分派你们去结果子，好叫你们的果子长存，使你们奉我的名。无论向父求什么，他就要必赐给你们。
Verse 16, you did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you that you shall go and bear fruit, and that your fruit shall remain, and whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you.
所以是神在拣选人哦，耶稣基督在拣选人呢。
So it was Lord Jesus Christ, it was God himself, doing these choosings.
因为他才知道这一把天国的钥匙。
Because only he had the key to the heavenly kingdom.
而不是我们在拣选人。
And it's not that we're the one choosing others.
当然我们都很希望人人都信耶稣啊。
Of course, we all hope that everybody can come to believe in Lord Jesus Christ.
那有些时候我们想说他不可能会信耶稣啊。
And at times, we might consider that person to be impossible to come to believe in Christ.
尤其那些无神论的人是很不可能信耶稣的。
Especially for those atheists, it'd be impossible for them to come to believe in Christ.
有人说你不要叫我去信耶稣了，没用。
They might say that, oh, do not tell me to go believe in Christ because it'll be useless.
他就是自己说要接受洗礼，要相信耶稣了。
But then sometimes, we need to wait for them to say that they're willing to believe in Christ and become baptized.
大家都不看好的。
So for a lot of people, it might not be something that they see this as something that's possible.
但是神来拣选他。
But then if the Lord is to choose them,
因为圣经说了，他开的没有人能够关呢。
Because the Bible said that whatever he opened, nobody can shut it.
没有人能够阻挡他认识神来信耶稣。
Then nobody can prevent that person to come to believe in Christ.
假如是神所拣选的人，
that if it is someone whom the Lord had chosen,
有一个姐妹啊，她很热心啊。
So we have this sister who was extremely zealous.
啊，有位啊，她利用说，哎，请一个朋友啊，她请一个的朋友说到我们家来包水饺啊，顺便要利用那个机会啊，把福音介绍给她。
And so she invited her friend to go to her house to make dumplings, so that with the opportunity she was able to preach to that friend.
啊，结果那个朋友呢，要了另外一个朋友去她家，去那个姐妹的家。
Later on, that friend invited another friend to go to that sister's house.
啊，所以两个朋友到了姐妹的家以后。两个朋友到了姐妹的家以后，
so for these two friends, after they had reached the sister's house,
啊，包水饺了，包啊包了，当然在包的当中哈，啊，也顺便传福音。
That after they had been making dumpling for some time, then the sister was started to preach to them.
啊，结果呢，他本来的朋友没有兴趣。
Subsequently, what happened was that the original friend whom she invited. Was not interested.
因为他本来是看好他的朋友哈，会信耶稣啊。
Because originally, she thought that her friend would actually come to believe in Christ.
啊，结果是他朋友的朋友啊，反倒觉得有兴趣。
But then it was that her friend's friend later on became interested.
后来他朋友的朋友也来接受耶稣啊。
And subsequently, her friend's friend came to accept Lord Jesus Christ.
来接受洗礼。
She came to be baptized.
所以有的时候是无心插柳柳成荫呢。
So at times.Without you having the intentional effort to do something, this thing actually was accomplished.
啊，有些时候你刻意的栽培，哇，一直栽培，一直传道的给他听啊，讲的口干舌燥嘛，他还是不信。
But then there will be times where you have this intentional effort that you make, and with a great deal of effort actually, and then the that person actually never come to believe.
所以真的是他开了，没有人能够关；他关了，没有人能够开。
So it seems that.Whatever he opened, nobody can shut.
Shut,
nobody can open, and only Lord Jesus Christ possessed this key.
啊，当然这里所记载的，耶稣基督也把这把钥匙啊赏赐给教会，让教会有权柄。
But then what has been mentioned here is that Lord Jesus Christ had bestowed this key onto the church so that the church have this authority.
啊，教会是有权柄来施洗啊，来赦罪。
So the church has these authority to baptize as well as forgive sin.
因为当神拣选了，当神打开一个人的心的时候，他还是必须要接受洗礼。那洗礼是来谁来做呢？教会来执行。
And so it seems that for people to come to believe, they will become baptized. But who is to perform this ceremony of baptism? That would be the church.
而不是说教会有权利让他接受耶稣，没有权利。教会也是很多人在传啊，有时候他还是不信呢、啊。
It's not that the church has the power to make that person to come to believe.And as it seems, the church would actually spend a great deal of effort in order to have people to come to believe.
而是说教会有权柄借着洗礼来赦罪。
But rather, through baptism, the church can allow sins to be forgiven.
所以耶稣基督握有这把钥匙，天国的钥匙。
Hence, the Lord has this key toward heavenly kingdom.
耶稣基督也有至圣的钥匙。
Lord Jesus Christ also possesses aKey toward victory.
好，我们下午再继续。
And we will continue in the afternoon.
再唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
16首。
Let's sing hymn number 16.